With Sunny is next. Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Yahias. Happy Friday, Yahias.
Happy Friday, Yahias. I'm back on mic two. Yes, happy Friday.
Welcome back, Sonny. And Sonny, I understand your starting line is Kenyan Athletics.
Yahias, Kenya Athletics is ending the year with a doping cloud hanging over the country's long-distance runners who have been renowned for decades for their international success. Three top Kenyan athletic officials were recently suspended for their roles in allegedly covering up positive doping tests. Dick Pound, the former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, has said, and I quote, "It's pretty clear there is a lot of performance-enhancing drugs being used in Kenya." In August, at the World Championships in Beijing, two Kenyan athletes, Joyce Sakari and Koki Manunga, were suspended after testing positive for doping. The suspensions and doping allegations swirling around Kenya have some questioning the country's performance at the World Championships, where it became the first African nation to top the medals table. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, reporter Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi looks back on Kenya's history-making performance in Beijing.
Good evening, Africa. Kenya has made history by becoming the first African nation to emerge the overall winner of the two yearly World Athletics Championships. The East African nation finished on top of the medals table at the 15th edition of the championships. Kenya won a total of 7 gold, 6 silver, and 3 bronze medals to finish ahead of Jamaica with 7 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze medals, and the United States with 6 each of gold, silver, and bronze. Until this year's edition, Kenya's best outing was a second place overall finish at the 2007 edition of the championships in Osaka, Japan. In the first edition of the championships in Helsinki, Finland in 1983, Kenya did not even appear on the medals table. Altogether, 8 African teams made it to the medals table at the 2015 edition. They are, in the order in which they finished, Kenya, Ethiopia, South Africa, Eritrea, Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco, and Uganda. Congratulations to Kenya, the overall winner of the 2015 World Athletics Championships, for this great achievement. In one of the highlights, the final day, African runners made it a 1-2 finish in the women's marathon. Mary Dibaba of Ethiopia won the gold in 2 hours, 27 minutes and 35 seconds. She was followed by Hella Kiprop of Kenya in 2 hours, 27 minutes and 36 seconds. For the sunny side of sports, this is Shegun Adeyemi in Lagos.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Kenya's 7th and final gold medal in Beijing was won by Asbel Kiprop, who came from behind to win his 3rd consecutive world title in the men's 1500 meters final.
I knew that when it comes the last 200, 250 meters, remember that's how McLaughlin won Olympics in London, here in the last 250. I've been looking at his qualifying rounds when he races my colleague here. It's been... They have been running both of them the last 250 meters. But when you compare his last 50 meters, it's not moving. So I was a little bit confident that maybe that's where I could catch them.
That's Asbel Kiprop of Kenya, the 3-time world champion in the men's 1500 meters race. And Kiprop was speaking in Beijing, China. Kenya's 6 other gold medal winners in Beijing were Julius Yago in the men's javelin, David Rudisha in the men's 800 meters race, Nicholas Bett in the men's 400 meters hurdles race, Ezekiel Kemboy in the men's 3000 meters steeplechase race, Hyvin Jepkemoy in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase race, and Vivian Chariot in the women's 10,000 meters final. Truly a great showing by the Kenyans at the World Athletics Championships. Meanwhile, two Kenyans who won gold medals at this year's World Championships in Beijing have received a big honor in Nairobi. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has that story as well as other sports news.
Julius Yego and Vivian Cheriot were crowned the 2015 Kenya Male and Female Athlete of the Year in Nairobi, Kenya on Thursday night. Yego, the world javelin champion, is the first Kenyan to win a gold medal in a field event on the global stage. Cheriot earned accolade after winning the 10,000 meters at the World Championship. Four-time world 3,000 meters steeplechase champion Ezekiel Kemboi received the men's long distance award, while three-time world 1,500 meter champion Asbel Kiprop received the middle distance award. World 400 meter hurdles champion Nicholas Bett bagged the Outstanding Performance Award. Eliud Kipchoge, victor at the London and Berlin Marathons, scooped the Men's Road Running Award, while Gladys Cherono, the Berlin Marathon winner, bagged the Women's Road Running Award. Kumari Turkey, the 1500-meter gold medalist at the World Youth Championship, Africa Youth Championship, and Commonwealth Youth Games, earned the Young Male Athlete of the Year Award, while World Youth 2000-meter steeplechase champion Selfyn Chespol was named the Young Female Athlete of the Year. Meanwhile, seven countries have submitted bids to stage the World Race Walking Team Championship and the World Junior Athletics Championships due next year, the IAAF revealed in Monaco. Ecuador, Italy, Mexico and Ukraine are vying to stage the race walking event, while Australia, India and Poland have their sights trained on the Junior Athletics Championship. The bidding process became necessary after Russia, the original host for the two events, was suspended from World Athletics. Turning to football, the curtains come down at the Under-23 Africa Cup of Nations when Algeria and Nigeria clash in the finals in Dakar, Senegal, tomorrow Saturday. Prior to the finals, Senegal faced South Africa in the bronze medal playoff. In Japan, the Democratic Republic of Congo's Orange Africa Champions League title holders TP Mazembe tackled Japan's Sanferese Hiroshima in the quarterfinals at the FIFA Club World Cup in Osaka on Sunday. Sanferese Hiroshima earned the right to challenge TP Mazembe following their 2-0 victory over New Zealand's Auckland City in Yokohama on Thursday. In rugby, Kenya play England as South Africa face Zimbabwe at the start of the second leg of the IRB 7 series in Cape Town, South Africa tomorrow Saturday. All four teams are drawn in the same group for their preliminary round fixtures. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Very excited. Chabulile. Hola.
Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Human rights group Amnesty International says the corruption crisis in football's world governing body, FIFA, is drawing attention away from abuses of migrant workers helping to construct venues for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Amnesty says in recent months, Qatar has made some progress in improving the rights of migrant workers. Under the so-called new wage protection system, big companies must now regularly pay their employees by electronic bank transfer, helping to address problems over late or missing wages. But Amnesty's Mustafa Kadri says there are still holes in the legislation.
Workers that are most exposed to abuse in Qatar are those employed in the smallest companies. And they might have a three-month visa, they may be informally employed. They're very hard to track these small companies. This law does not seem to effectively apply to that pool of workers.
There are around 1.5 million migrant workers in Qatar. Most are employed under the kafala sponsorship system, where the employer is responsible for their legal status. Amnesty says this led to major abuses, including the confiscation of employees' passports.
An employer has the power to control where a worker goes, when they leave the country, whether they can change jobs. And the fact that that creates an incredible power imbalance.
Kadri accuses FIFA, football's world governing body, and the organiser of the World Cup of abdicating its responsibilities.
We do have a concern that the focus on the corruption allegations and FIFA's leadership is diverting attention away from human rights and FIFA's responsibility with respect to human rights.
Qatar has strongly denied claims that its officials paid FIFA delegates to win their votes to host the 2022 World Cup, and FIFA's Ethics Committee ruled in November that any breaches of the rules were only of very limited scope. Swiss police are investigating corruption claims against suspended FIFA head Sepp Blatter, while scores of FIFA officials have been indicted in an ongoing US investigation. Speaking in London Thursday, US Attorney General Loretta Lynch urged wholesale reform.
It's incumbent upon every country that participates in this great sport to be involved in FIFA's reform.
José Luis Meisner, the former General Secretary of South American Soccer's governing body, appeared this week before an Argentine judge who will decide on an extradition request from the United States. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Voice of America's news, talk and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. Omiyachi Job, whose Twitter handle is Creativity, sent me a tweet, and Omiyachi kept it simple, 140 characters or less. Big, big pleasure.